welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank the Lord that you're here to join me for another week's worth of broadcasting here on this station. If you're a new listener, we certainly welcome you in Jesus' name and pray that you're blessed. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday, at the same time. And I'm excited and stirred about the message that the Lord has given me to share, but before I do that, I just sense in the spirit there are some of you listening that really need God's healing touch in your body. The Word of God says clearly that by the stripes of Jesus through Peter, that we were already healed. We understand as we look at the ministry of Jesus, He had compassion on individuals, He had compassion on the multitudes, and He went everywhere preaching the good news of the kingdom of God and healing the sick. It wasn't just teaching, He spent His time personally ministering and healing all those who were oppressed of the devil. We understand sickness comes from the enemy. Are there times we may experience sickness? Of course, that's why we have the covenants that we do. Under the old covenant, there was that covenant that God established with the people of Israel. Remember, when they came out of Egypt, there was not one sick among them. And if they would hearken to the voice of the Lord and obey His commandments, He would put none of the diseases upon them that He put upon the Egyptians, or allowed to come on the Egyptians, as you read that verse a little more carefully in terms of what the original language actually conveys, the meaning. But in the New Testament, we see, of course, that God's character hasn't changed. And so, beloved, you may well understand the Word of God that healing is part of our covenant rights, but the fact that we do get sick at times, our bodies get weak, that can be for many different reasons. Nonetheless, we can look to the Lord for healing, and some of you need God's touch in your body. And then I want to share a scripture that God put on my heart. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I especially want to pray for those right now that need physical healing in their body. God, you are the creator of all flesh, the God of the spirits of all flesh. You created our physical bodies. You know each one of us are so unique, Lord. No fingerprint is exactly the same. So, Lord, you know in every case of everyone who's listening and is uniting their heart with mine in faith, you know the condition in their body. Even they may not understand what's going on. The doctor may not be able to diagnose the cause. But Lord, their health, their strength, their stamina, resilience is not what it should be. So Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and we take authority over the works of darkness. We take authority over the sickness and the affliction that has come against your beloved. We bind it in Jesus' name, and we release the healing virtue of Jesus Christ right now. By faith, beloved, receive. Right now, Lord, from the very top of their head to the soles of their feet, Lord, minister the healing virtue of Jesus Christ. Lord, cause that yoke of sickness to be destroyed by the anointing of God. That headache has to go in Jesus' name. That pain in your side, in Jesus' name, sister, just praise God. It's going now in Jesus' name. And Father, I thank you that there is healing is coming. Lord, for sometimes you just totally remove the pain. You immediately and instantly do a miraculous work. But Lord, we also know there's a progressive work of healing. And so Father, as our hearts are united, we thank you that that work has begun even at this moment in Jesus' wonderful name. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, the scripture I wanted to share with you is found in Proverbs 14, verse 30. And what I want to do is read several translations of that verse, because not only can we stand on God's word for healing. It's part of our covenant rights. Yet, we also have a personal responsibility. Isn't that true? With every promise that God gives, there's generally always a condition. And with that, the fact that we are stewards over all that God has given us. We're stewards over our finances, isn't that true? Stewards over our time, as well as stewards over our physical body. And so, to the very best of our ability and to the amount of knowledge that we do have in terms of what science and medicine tells us as far as what the body literally physically needs, that we should take care of that body by getting proper exercise and rest, as well as the proper nutrition. And you don't even need a lot of money for that. If you choose carefully, fruits, vegetables, many protein sources that are not meat, there's many ways that you can maintain a good and healthy diet. So, beloved, what I'm saying is that we need, there's our part of what we can do to walk in health. But along with just the natural characteristics, the natural things that we can do, there's also something very important found in the Word of God. And we find a tie linked to abundant health by how we live our lives. What is the condition of our heart? So let me read now that particular verse found in Proverbs 14, the 30th verse. And I'm going to read the King James first, and that's my Bible. A sound heart is the life of the flesh, but envy, the rottenness of the bones. These are just other translations I want to share with you. A tranquil heart is the life of the flesh, but envy is the rottenness of the bones. That's Revised Standard Version. The benevolent heart healeth the spirit, but envy corrupts the bones. The life of the whole body is a tranquil mind, but a decay of the bones is jealousy. A tranquil mind gives life to the flesh, but passion makes the bones rot. Well, you see, that's, I will definitely present to you my prejudice. I am committed a King James Version believer and reader of that particular translation of the Bible, the Authorized Version. God gave it to us centuries ago. And I found many, many decades ago, as I was in the Word of God, not only personally, but also in terms of preparing messages when we had our local church, that as I studied various translations, it seemed only the King James gave the proper rendition of what the Holy Spirit was trying to convey. And you see, you have to understand, the King James is not copyrighted. So all the newer versions, they are copyrighted. You need a permission if you're going to copy any extensive amount of that particular translation. And one of the rules or regulations of copyright is that you can't have the same verbiage. You've got to have a different word. And so they're searching for different words. And in this particular case, that translation, this is the Revised Standard Version, a tranquil mind gives life to the flesh, but passion makes the bones rot. Well, that's quite different than envy and jealousy, don't you think? I mean, passion, it can be, passion involves a strong stirring of the emotions. Isn't that right? And that's not necessarily negative. I don't know about you, but I want a passion for Jesus. We can, there's frequently used that word, you know, she's, you know, passionate about, you know, some hobby, sewing or whatever. And so it's not necessarily a negative thing. But anyway, that's one translation. And then another one is, the life of the body is a tranquil heart, but envy is a cancer in the bones. And then also, let me read to you the Amplified translation. A calm and undisturbed mind and heart are the life and health of the body, but envy, jealousy, and wrath are as rottenness in the bones. Now, please understand, I read other translations. I don't have any problems or issues with that, but I'm saying there is an integrity and authenticity in the King James Version of the Bible. In fact, as I shared all those various translations, what is it saying? It's the King James says a sound heart, does it not? But the other versions say a tranquil mind, a relaxed mind. Well, now, certainly that's true. That's part of having, you know, a sound heart, a sound mind. But let's go to what the actual definition of sound means. And I'm always one for going to Webster. You know, he was a Christian. And, of course, they made a lot of changes in the dictionary since then, but he definitely was a Christian. And there's many different meanings to the word sound. I mean, it can relate to, a mechanical radiant energy that's transmitted through the atmosphere. That's what we hear. But one of the meanings of sound is free from injury or disease, exhibiting a normal health, free from flaw, defect, or decay. And are we not to have the mind of Christ? Beloved, that's a sound mind. So do you see what I'm saying? The King James gives a much broader comprehension, a much broader understanding to how to have health and life in our physical body by having the mind of Christ, by putting away a wrath and refusing to walk in unrighteousness, by following the way of the Lord. So now that does not mean, as Job's friends, for example, took to believe, that because he was going through sickness, that obviously there was sin and disobedience and wickedness in his life. We have no right to judge anyone else. What we need to do is allow the Lord to minister to our hearts. But beloved, I never got to start my message, but praise God for the time that we did share and what God wanted to say. I believe he transmitted. But I just want to encourage you, as you're seeking the Lord for healing, make sure that none of those works of darkness, those works of the flesh, envy and jealousy and wrath and tail-bearing and all the things that we know by the Word of God are not right, do not let them be operative in your life. Praise God. And then, you see, you've done your part, and then God will do the rest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, beloved, it's a blessing to minister to you every day, and I encourage you to be part of my spiritual family through the correspondence ministry. There's a letter from a sister and brother writing from Kennewick, Washington, and they used to attend our services in Whitehall back in the mid-80s, and we've kept in contact over the years, and she says, even though the years and miles separate us, you are in our thoughts and prayers. We look forward to your letter each month. Love and hugs, a brother and sister writing from Kennewick, Washington. I invite you to be a part of my spiritual family. Thank you so much for listening. The announcer will give you our contact information. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You have been listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at either P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop her an email. Again, our address is P.O. Box 218, Tracy, California, 95378, and that web address is unveiledchrist.org. And as you write, remember your prayers and tax-deductible offerings of support enable us to keep this broadcast ministry on the air. Thank you for joining us. God bless.